Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. There we have it again. Tell somebody, loose your shoe from your foot. See, what shoes represent to us is an agenda. Stay with me. What your shoes, they represent a preference. They represent your own walk. They represent, or let me say it this way, your shoes will block elements of the ground from touching your feet. That's what your shoes are for. You know, you walk outside in the rain, or you walk through gravel or whatever. Your shoes block whatever element is there from touching your feet. But see, when God does something in the earth, he's already gone before you. He's gone before you. When they were going into Canaan, God went before them. But 10 of the spies didn't believe. But the 2 that did believe went in and conquered. Why? Because where God goes, he makes it holy ground. So see, this is why he told Moses and Joshua, loose your shoes. You're about to step on holy ground. In other words, what I put in the ground, I got to get up into your feet. I got to get past your agenda. You can't be blocking what I'm doing. You got to get rid of what you're doing and let me get up into what you're doing. Let me guide your steps. Let me order your steps. So they had to loose their shoes. Tell somebody, take your shoes off. You don't have to now. Take your shoes off. You got a preference. Unless those shoes you're wearing were given to you, you bought them yourself. Whether at the Salvation Army or at some big expensive store, you bought them shoes because you looked at them. You tried them on. Hopefully they fit. And you liked them. So they were your preference. But God says, when you encounter me in this next move, take your shoes off. Because it's not going to be according to your preference. As a matter of fact, Joshua, it's going to be so out of the league of your thoughts. I'm going to do something you had never seen before. Something you never thought about before. I'm going to fight a battle for you never even thought how to fight a battle like that. So you got to lay down your preference. Amen. Because you're stepping on holy ground. And what's on that ground has got to come up in you. Amen. The feet of the priests, when they approached the Jordan, the Jordan River, when they approached it, the feet of the priest carrying the ark, the presence of God, they were to step in the river, and the river was flooded, but they were to step in the river, and they were to stand still in the flooded river. But it says, when the soles of the feet of the priest touched the Jordan, they'd take the sandals or the soles of their feet. See, God was doing something. He gave instruction. See, The word Jordan has a number of meanings, but one of the meanings is tribulation. Isn't that interesting? You have the old songs that sing about crossing the Jordan. It had to do with death. It had to do with trouble. The Jordan. I share a story. I had a chance to baptize in the Jordan. And it like Naaman. He said, there's a whole lot of cleaner rivers than this here. It is. It was where we were. We were right at Bethabara where they say that Jesus was baptized. And it may have been cleaner back then. I don't know, but it wasn't clean. But you had hundreds of people. And they give you robes. And, you know, in the little locker room there, and you come down the railing, and then you come into the Jordan. You get baptized. Dead stuff floating. Seriously, it's like, ooh. Going down. I was baptizing. Like John, I didn't get baptized. I was baptizing folk. It was a tremendous experience. I don't take from the experience because it was, there's a presence. But their feet had to be firm in the Jordan. See, until your feet get firm in your trouble. I'm not talking about your shoes, your agenda. Your plan B and plan C. No, when your feet are bare. See, sometimes God will call you to step into something and it looked like trouble. And the devil will tell you, God didn't call you to this here. But you're about to cross the Jordan. See, when they stepped into the Jordan carrying the presence, their feet got firm in the Jordan. Upstream. Way upstream. In a place called Adam. Isn't that interesting? Adam. A city called Adam. Way upstream, God shut the waters off. Somebody got to get this. I've been preaching this for years. Some of y'all ought to get this. He shut the waters off in Adam. Adam represents the old nature. This is how we're transformed. When you can stand firm in trial and not get despondent and defeated and complaining and wanting to give up and turn around, but you're solid. You don't see it, but you know it. You can't feel it or touch it, but you know it's there. You know God is not denying you. God is not forsaking you. What he's promised you will come to pass. And you can praise him anyhow, like you praised him this morning. When it doesn't matter how stuff is leaking around you and how stuff is going awry around you. No, God is in control. There's something better ahead. When the devil shows his ugly head, God got something better. But he's wondering, will you be just so drawn away? I don't know what to do here. No, just praise him anyhow. Huh? Those priests had to stand firm, and the river was overflowing. But as they stood firm on with their feet, the soles of their feet, God dried it up. Way back in Adam, when you do that, God begins to dry up that fallen nature that try to always defeat you, always hold you back, or pull you back. In the cycle. Tell somebody the cycle is broken. Come on, tell them the cycle is broken. I'm crossing over into my Canaan land, into my promised land, the land that flows with milk and honey. Hallelujah. There are giants there, but I am well able to slay the giants. Why? Because God is ordering my steps. The water dried up, and it didn't happen in a moment. They had to stand there. Don't get despondent because you had to stand in the trial. Seemed like nothing changing. No, something's changing. Because all of a sudden you begin to realize, wait, this water is going down a little bit. It took about 24 hours. It didn't just happen. The water started receding. and receding. And they couldn't see it in their sphere. It was way out of their sight. God was doing. Do you understand God's working for you right now? Tell somebody God is at work for you right now. He doesn't sleep or slumber. He don't take time off. He's working for you. They're working things out for you, not just temporal, but eternal. What God is doing for you is eternal. It's not just a temporary fix. God wants to set you up permanent in this life and in the life to come too. They had to hold that thing there with their feet until the waters receded and the land dried up. And then that 2 million plus people crossed over on dry land because of the soles of the feet of the priest touched the move of God. It wasn't their own agenda. This water too cold. The rocks too jagged under here. No, it didn't matter. Them priests put them feet in there. Stand firm in your trouble. Look trouble in the eye. Let it know you ain't going to last always. Matter of fact, whatever it is you're doing is working for my good. Tell Mr. Trouble. Amen. Trouble works patience. Trouble will bring your spirit back into check. I mean, sometimes you can get a little beside yourself. Thank you, evangelist. That sounds like David over there. Yeah, thank you, David. Clapping. I mean, sometimes you can get beside yourself. David, his men talked him into getting beside himself. Had opportunity to kill Saul. And David, no, I ain't gonna touch Saul. I don't care how crazy Saul is. I ain't gonna touch him. But they talked him into. David said, all right.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.